This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with the acting president of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, in New Delhi. The two leaders reviewed the full spectrum of bilateral relations and explored new avenues of cooperation in energy, trade, investment, healthcare, and automobiles, among others. Addressing media after the talks, Secretary East Rudrendra Tandon said Venezuela possesses one of the largest oil reserves in the world. He said today's discussions between the two sides focused on forging an energy partnership between the two countries as Venezuelan energy sector is undergoing a fundamental transformation. He said Venezuelan considers India as a stable demander for many years to come. During the conversation, the leaders also exchanged views on global and regional issues of mutual interest. Both sides reaffirmed their commitment to deepening the bilateral partnership and advancing the interests of the Global South. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said the Narendra Modi government ended era of violence in Northeast and transformed the region from a hotspot of disputes to a hotspot of opportunities. After attending the 73rd plenary session of the Northeastern Council, Mr. Shah on social media platform X said today, NEC is serving as an institution for strategic planning for the development of a region while fulfilling people's aspirations and promoting culture. Union Minister of Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, also attended the NEC, said all the leaders are united in the resolve to create a stronger and more prosperous Northeast. Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh Pema Khandu in a social media post highlighted Arunachal's growth trajectory. Khandu said that from roads to airports, tourism to startups, agriculture to hydropower, Arunachal is witnessing unprecedented growth and investment. What was once seen as a frontier is today emerging as a growth engine of the Northeast. The plenary session of NEC brought together distinguished leaders, including governors, chief ministers, and policymakers from across the Northeastern region. A nationwide awareness campaign on the newly enacted Income Tax Act 2025 was successfully held today under the Prarambh 2026 initiative at the Donipolo International Hotel in Itanagar. The program was organized to educate and sensitize taxpayers and stakeholders on structural improvements introduced to simplify the national tax regime. A key highlight of the campaign was the explanation of CAR Setu, an innovation tool designed to provide clear, practical explanations of the various modernized sections of the new act. Principal Commissioner of Income Tax Guwahati, Deva Kumar Sonowal, attended the campaign as a chief guest. Other key dignitaries included Deputy Commissioner of Income Tax Circle Guwahati, Deepjoy Das, Joint Director News and Regional News Unit Head of Akashwani and Doordarshan Itanagar, Utsav Parmar. Deputy Commissioner Papumpare Lobsang Chring today convened a coordination meeting of the Education Department, Papumpare District, to review key educational initiatives, administrative issues and academic performance across the district. While addressing the gathering, Deputy Commissioner emphasized that punctuality, sincerity, dedication and transparency are the foundational pillars for every government employee and urged all staff members to strictly adhere to these professional ethics. During the meeting, certificates of appreciation were awarded to government higher secondary schools of Balijan, Kimin and Bandardewa, along with KGBV Sagali for achieving 100% pass percentage in the recently concluded CBSE-AISSE examinations for the academic session 2025-26. Under the nationwide Khet Bachao Abhiyan campaign, Department of Agriculture, Papumpare District today launched a month-long awareness program focusing on natural farming, balanced use of chemical fertilizers, sustainable agriculture, climate resilience and drought management. The program witnessed participation from farmers, officials of agriculture and allied departments, and other stakeholders from across the district. Similarly, Deputy Commissioner in charge Rinchin Leta launched the district-level Kheti Bachao Abhiyan at the conference hall of the DC's office, Tawang, today. The nationwide campaign was initiated by the Union Ministry of Agriculture with the objective of promoting natural farming and safeguarding soil health. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.